The Sports Report is brought to you by iHome, the number one brand in digital audio. From Lightning Dock alarm clocks to rechargeable Bluetooth boomboxes and quality affordable headphones, iHome has you covered. To learn more, head to iHomeAudio.com. Welcome to episode number 403 of the Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv. New shows every Monday on The Grizz. The show is also free in the podcast section of iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. TheSportsRPT on Twitter. This is the Super Bowl 50 special. You will get wall-to-wall coverage of the biggest sports event in the United States. I'll take you through all the big plays and the players who came up big, the players who came up small. Speaking of big, it now costs $5 million for a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl. Now that is big bucks, no whammies, stop. For you Press Your Luck game show fans. And I know you are out there. But remember back in the day, we used to make a big deal because it cost $1 million for a 30-second ad. Now it costs $5 million for 30 seconds of airtime. And I thought the commercials were below average. I mean, there were some absolute duds. But we're not going to talk about the commercials. We're not going to focus on the halftime show, which, again, I thought was okay, not spectacular. This is a show for you football fans. So we'll get into the Super Bowl at great length. Also, the NFL handed out its awards Saturday night, so I'll run down the big winners there. No real surprises for me. If you want to give your take, you can certainly do that on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. We all know that quarterback is the marquee position in football. And Super Bowl 50 presented us with a very intriguing quarterback duel. On one hand, you have Peyton Manning, now 39 years old, a five-time MVP, 199 wins coming into the game, in what may be the Sheriff's last ride. Love that nickname, by the way, the Sheriff. On the other hand, we have Cam Newton, also a number one overall pick, also an MVP as of Saturday. Cam in his prime, in his mid-20s. Peyton has battled injuries, certainly doesn't have the arm strength that he once did. Some media bobbleheads thought he was done, that he would not come back, that Brock Osweiler would be Denver's number one quarterback for the duration. You know I wasn't on that bandwagon. I never said that. I am not a prisoner of the moment like many in this business. So who would leave with the trophy? The wily veteran at the end of his Hall of Fame career or the young star who has become one of the most recognizable athletes in the entire country? Very interesting matchup at the quarterback position. It was a windy day at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, and I don't know what the deal is with the field there, but this is the Super Bowl. You cannot have players slipping and falling all over the place. I mean, this isn't the summertime when you set up the slip and slide out back during the barbecue when your buddies are over doing 12-ounce curls. This is the Super Bowl, that field. They're changing cleats. They can't stand up. Oh, boy. Denver, Carolina, all the marbles on the line. The number one seed from the AFC, the number one seed from the NFC. Panthers came in with just one loss. They looked dominant in their two playoff games. The Broncos did not, but they hadn't played in 2 weeks. New ball game. Plus, Arizona turned it over seven times in the NFC Championship game, and I just could not see Denver doing anything close to that. I mean, seven turnovers, you should get blown out when you do that in a game. The public, and I've talked about this, the public was all over Carolina, especially the early money. This line was bet up from 3.5 all the way to 4.5, 5.5, and then 6. Big swing in the line. Because of that, I liked Denver with the points. I thought the under was the best bet. Every now and then, a blind squirrel finds a nut. What can I say? We had two elite defenses in this Super Bowl. The Broncos, under Wade Phillips, had the number one ranked defense in the league. Carolina has Kuechly and Davis at linebacker, Norman in the secondary, Short up front at defensive tackles. They had stars at all three levels. Not too shabby. My prediction was 23-20 Panthers, but for betting purposes, of course, you know, just for amusement, I liked Denver because I thought there was no value anymore in Carolina once it got up to 6 and eventually came down to 5.5. But I thought Carolina had lost its value because all that early money that was put on the Panthers. And you understand, you know, the public watches that NFC Championship game and Carolina just blows the doors off of Carson Palmer and the Cardinals. You watch the AFC Championship, Denver's holding on there at the very end. You have to wait and see what happens with the two-point conversion by the Patriots. Ends up being a very low-scoring game. So I get it, but I thought the side was Denver, and my top play was the under, just because I liked both of these defenses. And in a Super Bowl in the first half, a lot of teams will go conservative because you don't want to make that big mistake, right? You don't want to lose a Super Bowl in the first half. So usually the first half is pretty conservative as far as the play calling. We'll cover it all coming up here on episode number 403, and then I'll run down the award winners, including MVP, Cam Newton. I already told you about that one, but we have the Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, the Walter Payton Man of the Year. We'll get to all of that. Today's show is brought to you by our great sponsor, and that is iHome. iHome has been with the podcast for a long time. We really appreciate their support. Couple of their products I want you to check out. The IBT-74 portable color-changing device. And then you have the IBN-6 100% waterproof. iHome has all of your Bluetooth needs covered. So when you go to the website, which is iHomeAudio.com, look at the IBT-74 and the IBN-6. Heck, look at all this stuff. It's really, really cool, and it sounds great. From Bluetooth and docking clock radios to portable wireless speakers, iHome combines great value and exceptional quality. iHome offers a full line of quality headphones and earbuds. If you travel a lot, if you're a fitness guru, if you're at the gym all the time, on the treadmill, on the elliptical, or you just like hanging out at home and relaxing, go to iHomeAudio.com, look at the headphones, the earbuds, and all the great products. You can also check out the apps that they have and the accessories. iHome is the number one brand when it comes to digital speakers. The sound quality is the best, the best. The website, again, iHomeAudio.com. All right, back on episode 403, the Super Bowl 50 special. Carolina won the toss and deferred, so Peyton got the ball first. He hit Owen Daniels, his tight end, for 18 yards on the first snap. That created a little bit of a buzz in the air. Then on third and four, he found Andre Caldwell to Carolina's 34-yard line. Then Denver mixed it up, went to the ground with C.J. Anderson. Two runs took the Broncos down to the 14-yard line. On third and 13, Peyton checked it down for a gain of just one. Brandon McManus comes on, no trouble, with a 34-yard field goal, and Denver takes a 3-0 lead on its opening drive. They went 64 yards. I thought it was a nice start for an offense that, let's face it, has really, really struggled to put up points at times. Cam Newton missed Philly Brown on his first throw. Brown was wide open near the sideline. The throw was high. Carolina had to punt on its opening series. Denver also went 3 and out. There was a lot of that. In fact, on Twitter, I'm at the Sports RPT, saw some comments at the end about what a boring Super Bowl this was. Peyton threw another short pass to his running back on 3rd and 1 that went absolutely nowhere. So Carolina starts its second drive at its 15. Jericho Cotchery bobbled a pass over the middle. It was ruled incomplete. Ron Rivera challenged, but the call stood. It's a close call. I thought it could have been overruled. It wasn't. Jim Nantz, Phil Sims, they also thought, well, it's hard to tell sometimes with Phil Sims. At one point, he said the ball hit the ground. Then they showed another replay, and Jim Nantz said, no, I don't see it hitting the ground. And then Phil said, oh, yeah, the ball didn't hit the ground. So sometimes with Phil, it can be tough. Has anyone got him ointment yet? Going back to the AFC Championship game, remember that comment? Said he needed some ointment. Anywho, they thought that the call was going to be overturned. It was not. And then disaster strikes for the Panthers. Von Miller off the edge. Sacks Newton. The ball comes out. Malik Jackson recovers for a touchdown. 10-0 with 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Last week when I did my big Super Bowl preview, I spent a good deal of time talking about this Denver defensive line, outside linebackers, the pass rush that they get. And it was a huge factor Sunday night. Jonathan Stewart, the Panthers' top running back, was injured on that drive. Very different start for Carolina compared to their games in the playoffs with Arizona and Seattle when they just came out on fire. On the ensuing drive, Cam missed another open receiver, this time down the seam. Then he got sacked, but a taunting penalty on Aqib Talib kept the drive alive. Just a bonehead penalty. Talib took his helmet off. He was talking trash on the sideline. Just stupid. You did your job. You're getting off the field. You're forcing a punt, but no, his penalty gives Carolina first down. I don't know if he had the inside track on what the over-under was on penalties called on him, but it sure looked in the first half like he was trying to take the over there. I mean, it was one penalty after another on Aqib Talib, who is a good corner. He's a very physical corner, but he did not have a good game. Panthers did not take advantage, though. Maybe some nerves on the part of Cam Newton. Denver's defense is legit, and we've mentioned that several times, and they were living up to that number one ranking. Stewart then returned late in the first quarter. That's a good sign for Carolina. Brown beat Talib again on a deep out for 20 yards. Finally, a positive play for Cam and Carolina's offense. Newton started using his legs in the second quarter with a 10-yard run, a 12-yard run, and on 3rd and 1, they went play action, threw it back to the tight end, Greg Olsen, one of the best in the business. He took it down to the 15-yard line. A great play call by Mike Shula. Newton went back to the well. Philly Brown beat Talib, who then ripped Brown's face mask, a blatant penalty. Stewart goes up, up, and away, up over the top from the 1 yard line. Tremendous elevation by Jonathan Stewart, who's not a real big guy. And he gets into the end zone. They had some really cool replays of that touchdown. And that capped a 73-yard touchdown drive. So now it's 10-7, 3.5 minutes into the second quarter. Got a ball game. Great drive by Carolina. Their defense forced a third straight 3 and out. Josh Norman almost had an interception. Demaryius Thomas took a big hit on that series. He was a non-factor in this game. Carolina takes over at midfield. Big Mo, Mr. Momentum, had shifted to the Panthers' corner for sure. But it did not last long. Jordan Norwood returned to punt 61 yards all the way down to the 14-yard line. This was an odd play. Norwood did not signal for a fair catch, but I think a few of the Panthers thought he did. They were clearly fooled. They did not try to tackle him. It was a bizarre play. They got burned on it. And then on 3rd and 1 from the 5 after a timeout, C.J. Anderson got stuffed. Gary Kubiak went for it on 4th and short. I like to take the points, especially early in the game, but he went for it. Anderson may have had just enough for the first down. I think he wiggled his way through, but a holding penalty wiped it out. Denver settled for another short field goal by McManus. So now it's 13-7 midway through the second quarter. Broncos got 10 points from their defense and special teams. That's big. The problem was they were not able to finish drives. And usually when you get threes instead of sevens, usually you end up losing. Carolina then gave it to a fan favorite, big Mike Tolbert, the fullback. He coughed it up. He fumbled after a hit by Darian Stewart at the Broncos' 40-yard line. So two turnovers by the Panthers. They came in at plus 28 in turnover margin. Plus 28. Different story in the Super Bowl. And you know me, I don't care if it's high school, college, NFL. When you turn it over, you usually lose. Then C.J. Anderson ripped off a 34-yard run. Nice stiff arm down to Carolina's 26-yard line. Good, tough run by Anderson. On 3rd and 8, however, Peyton Manning is picked off by Coney Ealy, the defensive lineman who dropped into coverage. Now, he made his drop right in front of Peyton, who should have seen him. Ealy is a big dude. It's a bad throw. That throw needed to be thrown to the outside. He almost threw it right to Ealy, who had the interception, a decent return. So Tolbert's fumble did not cost Carolina points. Panthers got it back at their 19 at the 2-minute warning. Newton fired deep over the middle to Devin Funchess, who went up, made the catch to the 41-yard line. Carolina was not in hurry-up mode there. And I'm not sure what was going on, what the thinking was there. They used their last timeout with just 18 seconds to go. I'm not sure why there wasn't more urgency in that spot from the Panthers. I mean, you had a great opportunity there to try and get a field goal. Ware then sacks Newton to end the half. Newton was sacked 4 times in the first half, and one of them resulted in 7 points for Denver. So defense, huge for the Broncos. It was 13-7 Denver at halftime. A defensive struggle, as I expected. Denver had just 4 first downs in the entire half, only 117 total yards, and yet they were winning the game. Cam Newton, 8 of 19. The number one scoring offense in the league had 7 points at halftime, single digits. On the second play of the second half, Ted Ginn Jr. got free. First time recalling his name. He ran a crossing route, tough to keep up with his speed. I mean, that guy can fly. Now, he will have a case of the dropsies from time to time, too. But, man, can he run. It was a big gain to the 35-yard line. Ginn caught another ball to the 25. Graham Gano comes on. It's a 44-yard field goal. Doink. He misses it off of the right upright. The very tippy top of the right upright is what he hit. So an empty trip for Carolina. Another mistake by the Panthers. Special teams cost them 6 points. And in a very low-scoring game, that's crucial. Remember, Norwood had the big return to set up a field goal. Now you miss a field goal. 6-point swing right there. Manning answered with a 25-yard pass down the right seam to Emmanuel Sanders into Carolina territory. Sanders made another grab, got to the 17. The Broncos in business, but could they finish? 3rd and 5. A pass to Sanders was broken up on a slant, so McManus comes on again. He boots another short field goal. Denver did make it a 2-score game at 16-7, but not able to get touchdowns. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carolina quickly responded a 42-yard bomb to Brown in front of both Ward and Tlaib. Newton took a shot on that pass from Shane Ray, but he stood in the pocket. He made the throw. The turnover bug, however, showed its ugly head again. Newton picked off by Ward, who fumbled. He was slipping all over the field, could barely stand up. Looked like a 21-year-old kid on New Year's Eve. But Denver was able to recover that fumble at its own 7-yard line. The Panthers' third turnover. I didn't think it was that bad of a pass. Went through the receiver's hands and right to Ward. So two fumbles, one interception, and a missed field goal. Sloppy, sloppy effort from Carolina. After the third quarter, 16-7, Denver. And now you're really loving that I told you to take the under in this game. Peyton was stripped early in the fourth quarter. Carolina recovered at the 50, the third sack for Ely in this game. Now it's crunch time. Panthers are down 2 scores. You're up against the top defense in the league. Stewart had a nifty run to the 22. On 3rd and 5, with 11 minutes left, Michael Orr moved early at left tackle. I'll give you the penalties coming up here. So now, instead of 3rd and 5, it's 3rd and 10. Pass to Ginn is broken up by Bradley Roby. It looked like he got there a little bit early, but no call, no penalty flag on the play. Gano makes a 39-yard field goal to make it 16-10. So no touchdown, but you get points. It's a 1-score game again. Denver goes 3 and out. They were just pathetic on 3rd down. Wait to hear the offensive numbers here. Carolina had the ball 9 minutes to go. Touchdown gives you the lead. They were without Philly Brown at this point due to a concussion, a key loss. Panthers punted it right back to Denver. 3rd and 9, 5.5 minutes remaining. The Broncos decided to go with an inside handoff. Clearly, they're telling you that, listen, we're not taking any chances here with our offense. We are going to rely on our defense, which has carried us, and not just in the playoffs, but all season long. So they run it, and they have to punt it. Then 3rd and 9. Guess who? Von Miller again comes through, strips Cam Newton. The ball got knocked backwards. Now, I could not believe that Newton did not try and dive on that football. He actually backed away. Shocking that Cam would not do anything and everything to get that football back. You lose the football at that spot on the field. At worst, Denver's getting a field goal and it's back to a 2-score game and this baby's over. I mean, you got to be diving in there to try and come up with the football. And Cam was very reluctant there to go after the loose ball. Broncos ended up recovering at the 4-yard line. It was Ward who fell on it. And now Carolina is in big time trouble because even a field goal makes it a 2-score game. 3rd and goal. Carolina's called for defensive holding. They thought they had stopped him. Now Denver gets a second chance. And on the very next play, C.J. Anderson powered into the end zone. He went through Luke Kuechly, who is a beast, one of the best defensive players in the game. Anderson gets into the end zone, makes it 22-10 with 3 minutes left to play. They went for 2. They got it on a quick pass to Fowler. So now it's 24-10 Broncos ball game. Thanks for coming. Drive home safely. Von Miller named the MVP. 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks. He made 2 gigantic plays in this game. His first sack led to a touchdown, the fumble recovery by Malik Jackson. And then, of course, late in a 6-point game, he strips Newton again, and that set up the game-clinching touchdown. You know, there's an old saying that defense wins championships. And in this era, with everybody playing fantasy football, and you may have 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 10 teams, you know, maybe in all kinds of different leagues, but we look at fantasy football and we look at the skill position guys, quarterback, running back, receiver, tight ends, And sometimes we don't pay attention to the defense. Speaking of defenses, if you haven't seen it yet, the 30 for 30 that just aired recently on the 85 Chicago Bears is outstanding. It is must-see TV. They got access to Buddy Ryan, Jim McMahon, Mike Singletary, Richard Dent, Hampton, McMichael, Wilson, all the key players on that 85 Chicago Bears team, one of the legendary teams in the history of the NFL. The Fridge, William Refrigerator Pair. You have to see that 30 for 30. But defense, that was the key to Super Bowl 50. 24 to 10 was the final. The focus, of course, after the clock hit zero, all the cameras on Peyton Manning. And hey, I get it. He is a stone cold lock Hall of Fame quarterback. He's got two Super Bowl rings now. He's won five MVPs. He has 200 wins. Nice round number. Numerous passing records. Nearly 72,000 passing yards. That is number one all time. 539 touchdown passes. That is also number one all time. It's a storybook ending. Coming back from an injury late in the regular season, winning a championship. I mean, that's special. That's the type of stuff for movies and books. And I feel good for Peyton Manning. You know, we hear so many stories about what pro athletes, not just football, but all sports, what they're doing wrong off the field. Certainly now, Johnny Goofball has been in the news a lot. But then you look at Peyton Manning. He's humble. He's well-spoken. He's a true professional. He's a great role model. He said a lot of nice things about Cam Newton before this game. Peyton is class personified. I'm not a Broncos fan. I wasn't a Colts fan. But I respect greatness and class. He has both. As far as the game, it was all about Denver's defense. What a job all season by Wade Phillips, who did not have a job in the NFL last season. He comes in, he takes over the Broncos defense, they get the number one ranking in the league, and they win the Super Bowl. That is another great storyline from this game. Carolina had scored 80 points in its previous two playoff games. 80 points. They had 10 in this one. Great job by the Denver defense. So there'll be a lot of talk about Peyton Manning. This was about the Broncos defense. Here are the final numbers from Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning completed just 13 passes, 13 to 23, 141 yards, one interception, and he lost a fumble. He was also sacked five times. As for Cam, 18 of 41, not even at 50%, 265, one interception, lost two fumbles, and he was sacked six times. He was the team's leading rusher, six carries, 45 yards. They could not get the ground game going at all. Jonathan Stewart, 12 carries, only 29 yards. He did have the touchdown, but he averaged just 2.4 a pop. C.J. Anderson, 23 carries, 90 yards, a touchdown. Also had four catches for 10 yards. Emmanuel Sanders was their leading receiver, six catches for 83. No other Denver receiver had more than one catch. Denver won the Super Bowl with 11 first downs and under 200 total yards. They were 1 of 14 on third down, 1 of 4 in the red zone. They averaged 3.5 yards per play. They had 194 total yards and won the Super Bowl and won it by two touchdowns. Carolina had 21 first downs, 10 more than Denver, 315 total yards, but... and this is a fat Albert size, but four turnovers and 12 penalties for 100 yards, plus they missed a field goal. Too many mistakes by the Panthers. They capitalized when the Cardinals and Seahawks made mistakes, and the script got flipped in the Super Bowl. 24-10, Denver, Super Bowl 50, and another NFL season in the books. Now we go into football withdrawal. Right? Am I right or am I right? So tell me what you thought about Super Bowl 50 on Twitter. Your comments always appreciated at the sports RPT. Love the feedback. I'm a man of for and by the people. So let me know what you're thinking on Twitter. I'm at the Sports RPT. This is episode number 403 of the Sports Report podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Brand new shows each and every Monday here on The Grizz. That is grizzlyproductions.tv. And of course, we are in the podcast section of iTunes. Keep the 5-star reviews coming there. We always appreciate your support. Helps to promote the show on iTunes. So, awards handed out Saturday night. Cam Newton, the big winner, as we all expected. He won the Associated Press Most Valuable Player and the Offensive Player of the Year awards on Saturday night. He was a landslide winner for MVP. 48 of the 50 votes from a nationwide panel of sports writers and broadcasters who cover the NFL. Fellow quarterbacks Tom Brady, Carson Palmer each got one vote. As for the top offensive player, Newton got 18 votes. Antonio Brown of the Steelers got 10. Coach of the Year, Ron Rivera. They only lost one game before the Super Bowl. Led the Panthers to an unprecedented third consecutive NFC South Championship. Only lost the one game. He got 36.5 votes. Well out in front of Andy Reid of the Chiefs, who got 6 votes. Rivera also won the award 2 years ago. Not too shabby. Houston, a defensive lineman, J.J. Watt, won his third Defensive Player of the Year award in 5 seasons. He also won it in 2012 and last year. Watt tied Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor as the only players to take the award 3 times. Pretty good company when you are mentioned with Lawrence Taylor, LT. Watt earned 37 votes. Kansas City safety Eric Berry gave a very emotional speech. He accepted the Comeback Player of the Year award. This is a great story. Great to see him back on the field. He missed 10 games the previous season battling lymphoma. Then he returned to the Chiefs, and not only did he come back, he came back at a very, very high level, became an All-Pro, and he wins the Comeback Player of the Year. The final award that they give out Saturday night is the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and this year it went to Anquan Boldin, the wide receiver from the 49ers. He established his foundation back in 2004, which helps underprivileged children. The foundation awarded academic scholarships to 5 students last fall worth $10,000. These are students entering college. Since it started, the foundation has given out 13 4-year scholarships. His foundation also funds Thanksgiving food drives, holiday shopping sprees. So congratulations, great award. Anquan Boldin, the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's also a 3-time Pro Bowl selection and a Super Bowl champ. So what is your take on the awards that were handed out Saturday night by the NFL? I don't think there are a whole lot of surprises there. We knew Cam Newton was going to get the MVP. But you can respond on Twitter. Agree, disagree, it's all good. At the Sports RPT. That's my handle, at the Sports RPT. And I certainly want your thoughts on Super Bowl 50. If you like defense, I mean, this game was for you. Kind of a throwback game. If you like offense, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of points, well, maybe not so much. But it was close until the end. You know, it's a 1-score game until Newton gets stripped. And then Denver's finally able to get into the end zone there. And the Broncos end up winning the game by 2 touchdowns. So let me know what you're thinking on Twitter at the Sports RPT. Have a great week, everybody. Don't go through football withdrawal. Do your best. I know it's going to be difficult. Hey, I'm a college hoops junkie. So I just, you know, keep on rolling with that. But now maybe you pay a little bit more attention to the NBA, maybe the NHL. There are other things out there. It's going to be tough. You know, I have that football withdrawal, no question about it. But the NFL draft's not too far away either. And, of course, the combine. Oh, we love the combine, right? We need 24/7 coverage of that. Guys running around in spandex, doing a shuffle run and the 40-yard dash. everything else. Oh, boy. So the season is in the books. An entertaining one, as usual. This has been episode number 403 of the Sports Report. Again, I'm Paul Roberts. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're with you Mondays on the Grizz and on iTunes. Be back next Monday here on GrizzlyProductions.tv.